Breaking the News lands on Wall Street Journal and Publishers Weekly bestseller lists. By Hannah Blow on June 4, 2021. Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption. The investigative blockbuster by Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe landed on both the Wall Street Journal and Publishers Weekly bestseller lists, less than 3 weeks following its May 18 release. Marlowe's expose, which exposes the inner workings between establishment media conglomerates and the radical left, stands at number 8 for Publisher Weekly's hardcover nonfiction category. The bombshell ranked number 9 for the Wall Street Journal's hardcover nonfiction category as well. Last week, Breaking the News landed on New York Times' hardcover nonfiction list, ranking number 13. It also ranked number 11 on USA Today's top 150 best-selling books list. The people have spoken yet again. And I couldn't be more grateful, Marlowe said in a statement about making the latest bestsellers lists. This was the biggest project of my life, a year of research into America's biggest media companies. And I do believe it is changing the way people think about corporate news. Thanks to everyone who has believed in this book. From the rock stars of conservative talk radio to lawmakers to my amazing team at Breitbart and especially our terrific readers and listeners, he said. Buy an extra copy and give it to a friend who needs to read it. Breaking the News has continued to garner significant attention from powerful players in politics in the early weeks of its release, including politicians like Governor Kristi Noem, RSD, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, Senator Joni Ernst, RIA, and Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, as well as conservative hosts like Mark Levin, Dennis Prager, and Laura Ingraham. Everyone, before you think that you understand an issue, and you kind of brush off the concerns that we're talking about, read this book because you'll see that when something pops up on your screen as fact, you have to look at who owns it, when they bought it, who's invested in it, and what their political affiliations are, Laura Ingraham said, calling the book fantastic. One such Breitbart News piece details yet another key revelation made in the book, exposing the financial ties between the New York Times and billionaires with an agenda to pass amnesty for illegal aliens in the United States. Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption is available now.